Okay, so thanks for letting me do this. I just wanted to, we were just talking in the session before, as you know, and this subject of the statement process came up, and you shared with me this wonderful example of how you used it to help some beings. And I just wanted to get online and record this to share with the rest of the group just how powerful this statement process can be. So would you mind just kind of describing what happened, what you told me, and what the outcome of it was?
Sure. Thank you for this, Ellen. Like Tuesday, maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I saw on my phone a message from my aunt that she lives in Playa del Carmen in the Mexican Mayan Riviera, that she was requesting in the family group prayers because the Hurricane Delta had reached the level category of 4, and it was going to hit that night the entire peninsula of Yucatan.
And category four, as you said, it's almost the worst one. Five is
Yeah.
the worst.
Yes, exactly. And they hadn't seen some kind of weather like this in the last 15 years. For a moment I thought, oh, she should have reached us before. And then what I did, it occurred to me I have to work on the statement process.
So you got this idea to write about this particular thing, and yeah, excellent.
I also I did reach out to some of our colleagues from the graduate program requesting their help if they were able to and they had the willingness to do so.
But just for them to write statements as well, as you know, you ask them to write statements on your behalf, basically as well.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, powerful.
And yeah, very powerful. So I start, so then after I request help from other colleagues, classmates, I went on, I sat down and I started writing in blue in my notebook. And I went down to like 16, 17 statements.
Wow.
And then I guess I just.
What were you writing about? Just how you feel about it? What were you actually, you don't have to tell us the actual content, but you were just working, started from how you feel that you wish you could help or something.
Yes, I began writing about, okay, reading my aunt's messages there on the family group, it triggers some fear in me. And so I began from that place. And then from the wish or the how could I be of help in this moment? I don't live in that area, I'm very far away. But as the statement process occurred to me, I said, I think this could be of help and a good way to prove that it works.
Yeah, perfect.
And so then I went on through the rest of the day, and at night I was listening to the news. And the news were saying that the category 4 was still there for the hurricane and that it was
Hadn't
going to.
seen any change at that point. You still, nothing had shifted in the manifestation, yeah, before you went to bed.
And somewhat I was kind of disappointed because I wasn't seeing what I wanted to see and the manifestation. So I went to bed, and in the morning, when I look at the news on the phone, it was like, oh, the moment the hurricane touched Earth, dissolved down to category number 2.
Perfect. Wow.
So it was really, I mean, the tears came to my eyes, a sense of deep gratitude and joy to see how this was a miracle, a real miracle, because just before it was going to hit, the night before, it was still in number 4. And how, so it's really
No,
great.
a beautiful example of where we can go with this statement process. And I know we discussed it briefly in our session before, but it's worthwhile saying for the sake of this video that that there's so much more that the statement process can actually affect. You know, what can we actually do right now for the way the world is? And you know, we can all sit and write statements. And I will mention it as well in the class, the extra class that we're going to have, but there is no reason why a group of students from this powerful group can't sit together, at least online, and just write, you know, some person start from a statement, this is how I feel about what's going on in the world. And then the next being, you know, just says something that makes them feel slightly better than their original statement. And then, you know, before, and you go around this group, by the time you've gone around twice, everyone is, and it doesn't have to be twice, but everyone is really feeling extraordinarily different, you know, and there's a group momentum that comes with the statements. There's something absolutely magic that's possible then from that kind of experience. And you kind of experienced it with these three. There was you and two others, you know, and this, so the three of you together working on this. Yeah, and of course our mind would say, well, that's just coincidence, or it was going to change anyway, and you know, but it has to be acknowledged by students at this level of the power that we are, that we can make a difference, you know. And it's wonderful that you had this idea to apply it to this particular thing, that it's not just something that we can use to fix our own karmic patterns. It is that as well, but it's got so much more potential, hasn't it? And you really began to see this.
Yes, and of course I wrote to the classmates, giving them thanks, and you know, sharing the great news, because it really was a miracle. And I spoke to my aunt to see how they were doing, the family, and they say, I mean, this is incredible, she said to me, because it was the damages that we see has nothing to do with what we were expecting,
yeah,
at all. She said, really, this is a miracle.
And there isn't even, you know, the self is appearing as this hurricane, you know, there's nothing that we can't touch upon with this process, and it's wonderful. And yeah, I just wanted to, you know, take some time to, this is vital stuff that people need to know. A group of awakening beings like we've got in this graduate program to begin to realize that they can actually do something in this moment about what's going on in the world, and whether it be a hurricane or COVID or whatever's going on in the US, you know, we're not powerless in the way that we think. You know, it's very, very different. And if you begin to apply it to things like this, you know, who knows where we can go with this group, you know, 26 of us now, I think. You know, just beginning to put some energy towards something like this. It's very, very exciting. Mm-hmm. And I hope you, did you feel a shift in your believability inside, that you begin to realize, I can actually make a difference in the world. I can actually, from this place.
Yes, definitely. There has been a more a sense of faith in the self, yes, than rather Sergio as a person, but from this point of being in the self, or yes, the self of centeredness. So, and it does bring this joy and encourage me to keep going and going deepening, and it's very exciting.
Oh, thanks so much for sharing that. And we'll upload this to the graduate page so that everyone can access it, and it'll go hand in hand nicely with the extra class we're going to do on the week on Saturday. To, you know, many people want to make the world a better place, don't they? But few have actually done it, because they're trying through this lens of separation. And it's very, very exciting for me when a group of beings really want to pursue this. How far can my realization go? How deep can I see? And what difference can that make to every, all of humanity, and the planet as a whole? You know, it's that the planet, the weather, everything, even the political system has no choice but to reflect our inner turmoil, our inner turbulence, you know, and one.
Yeah, but and I just want to add that it's all this is also thanks to you. You know, it's like really because if I met you, I came to know you by the first time satsang I heard of you was May 19. And then from then I've been on a roll with your teachings, and I'm very deeply grateful, Ellen, for all this. And
thank you. Appreciate
your time and this wanting us to bring us into the self is really.
I'm not gonna let you stop. I'm not gonna let anyone get away with illusion. You know, it's extraordinarily exciting for me to work with a group of beings that really want to go as far as they can go. So thank you for that, all of you for that as well. It's lovely. Appreciate you, your lovely words. It's all completely selfish. I'm only helping myself anyway. Well, thank you for sharing that. I deeply, deeply appreciate it. And I know it'll be helpful for a lot of beings.
Thanks.